Phone Hacks.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Phone Hacks podcast. As usual, like, follow, subscribe across all the socials, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, and get into the Patreon for 4 bonus episodes a month. Just a heads up, from about the 43-minute mark, my track goes real bad for about 7 minutes. And then again for the last 15 minutes or so of the episode. Still listenable and a great ep, and it's somehow Capper's fault. Enjoy! Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Donnie Wahlberg to my Mark Wahlberg.
So I'm the guy who owns, he's like the chef.
He runs the burger place. Wahlbergers.
Because you know how Mark, I watched an episode of that?
Yeah.
And it's just got him going, yeah, I'm planning out the restaurant, this is the way, and then Mark Wahlberg just comes in and he's like, oh, we're just going to put a heap of shit here,
yeah,
here, and he can't argue with him because he's got all the money. He's just like, and then off camera, he's like, you know, when they have the interview, he's like, he's just putting stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know if I could cook for this many people. Like, my life is ruined. Like, he's just working for his brother.
Well, yeah, Donnie Wahlberg is basically Johnny Drama on Entourage Mark Wahlberg, like, produced that show.
He kind of produced it, yeah.
And then he made this dipshit character based off his older brother.
The dipshit character. Actually, I will be that one time.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of dipshit characters, we've got one in the making, and actually, he's not a dipshit in real life, but
is he a dipshit?
Yeah, he might be a dipshit. Anyway, we'll let him speak for himself. Angus Gordon,
hello. Yes. Yeah. Also, this is much like the Wahlbergs, and the whole podcast is you just saying 9/11 wouldn't have happened if you were on the plane.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I most identify with as Mark Wahlberg is that if I was on the plane that hit the Tower 1, it wouldn't have happened.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah, he goes, he would have taken down the terrorists and then somehow hopped to plane number 2.
Yeah. Also, Pearl Harbor wouldn't have happened if he was on every single one of those Japanese planes.
Exactly.
You guys are quick to criticize him, but fitness video.
Yeah.
He was a rapper. Now he's an actor, producer.
Yeah.
Owns restaurants. I don't know.
Imagine if the terrorists...
I reckon there's a 50-50 chance that Wahlberg would have stopped it.
Really?
Not with violence. Just they were really impressed by celebrities. Hell yeah. America's actually a good institution. Yeah,
right? I was just about to do like a Muslim guy impression. Just
go for it.
Hey, Mr. Wahlberg.
This guy was on The Happening.
Yeah.
The best movie ever. I love The Happening.
Yeah, do good vibrations. Do good vibrations. Those good vibrations.
With that, I guess he's had a great career, but he also was started as not CNC Music Factory, but he was
It was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yes.
I got those good. Come on, feel the vibration.
The Funky Bunch.
He gets up at like 4 in the morning with his trainer, and they just beat the shit out of him every day.
People say, oh, it's so good. He just goes to bed at 7:30.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. So I get up so early. Yeah, you go to bed like a toddler. You're just on a baby sleep cycle.
He's one of these, like, fitness kind. He'd go into, like, a hyperbaric chamber for the night, you know, and just...
Yeah, do martial arts. Every minute he's in the hyperbolic, the
just exaggerated
chamber. Yeah. He comes out with real cool stories about what he's been doing.
Also, like... I know this is me just being jealous or whatever, but what's the point of working that hard, going to sleep so early when you're so rich?
Yeah.
Like, don't you want to enjoy, stay up and do drugs and drive Lamborghinis while you're drunk and shit like that?
Yeah.
You know, what's the point of being rich if you're going to bed at 7:30?
Yeah.
You know, you can't even, and he probably works all day, you know, 4:30, 7:30, go to a shoot, have a meeting about his restaurants, talk about how to stop the next terrorist attack.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
I think the best part about all this
those
is...
Those guys eating burgers? They eat enough burgers?
You're telling me these plants are killing people? The best part about... Well, we're recording outside. It's a beautiful day. We're back in person. We've done so many over Zoom. But there's a baby crying in the background.
And it like really rounds off like when a story's kind of going too long or a joke doesn't land.
Is it
it's haunting.
Is it a baby or a dog?
I don't know. I hope it's...
I think it's both.
I don't know what
there's
I hope.
There's a baby and then there's a dog going... But then also there's, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people around here on the gear.
Right.
You know, it could be...
So you think it's that classic junkie noise of a...
Yeah, I didn't want to say junkie, Mike, but I'll leave it to you.
Is that offensive?
I don't know. I think once I said it, and a lot of people were turned off.
Really?
Yeah. I said it once. I was like, yeah, we get a lot of junkies in the alleyway.
it seemed to stir people up a little bit. It's the heroin use in the alleyway that they're really offended by your language.
Yeah.
They're the ones getting online and, you know, really, really upset about how they're referred to on a podcast with hundreds of listeners.
Yeah, I saw him on
listeners.
Twitter. He's logging into the local library.
What would their tweets...
Fresh after using the disabled toilets for half an hour.
Yeah. Their tweets would be like, man, I'll suck your dick. And it gets like 20 retweets. It's pretty good.
Man, I'll suck your dick.
Now that baby stopped crying. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But it is both. There's a lot of weird noises coming from your neighbors.
Yeah. And I've never heard any of these noises before until I started to record a podcast. They all come out of the woodworks.
Who knows if it's coming through on the mics, but it's really, I'm really focused on it.
Yeah. You know? Anyway, we should tell everybody what the premise of the podcast is, Mike. I forgot the word premise just as I was saying that.
You're rattled. This is good. I mean, we're back in person. Angus, we've done like, I want to say 98% of the last year over Zoom. So, you know, it's weird just being around the bros again and, you know, just...
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to be IRL. Spitting each other's mouths.
We did. You guys immediately wrestled. This is true.
Yeah.
Which I was a fan of.
Yeah.
You know? You choked him out. You know,
I was going to fight back, but then I was trying to remember all my Brazilian jiu-jitsu moves. And I was like, I don't want to seem like a chump.
No.
But then you seem like more of a chump just being floppy.
He's the perfect host. Made me feel like a big man.
Yeah, he did. But you made him say that you're a better comic.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, but he thinks that already. Like, it was on the tip
I wasn't
of his
scared
tongue.
Till, you know, I felt the rub of the erection. Then I was like, oh, time to beg to his demand.
Well, I bust pretty quickly.
But even better, it was in front of his new fiance. Yeah. So like it was this real kind of alpha domination.
Also, but before you guys came out, she was like, oh, where's my gay boyfriend?
She always refers to you in that manner.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's just me and her, I'm like, stop. Would you please stop calling me wussy boy? Makes me wear a little hat with a propeller on top.
The suspenders are a nice touch.
Yeah, suspenders are.
Yeah.
Last night,
though. Is that okay to say on the podcast, though? Like,
what?
That your girlfriend calls you.
Yeah, because she says it.
She's not going to be upset.
She's offensive.
I felt like a little snitch, and for a second I was like, did I just fucking snitch on the podcast? Oh, my.
We'll cancel. If anyone cancel Capper's fiance, because you're just reporting back. You know,
she's doing the biggest job ever. You know, she's looking after me.
Yeah.
She guts me on the street for snitching.
Yeah.
And don't you ever talk about me and my gay boyfriend on that podcast ever again.
But she refers to him that way, and then he's wrestling a man 2 minutes later.
Yeah, I think that's what gave me the idea.
Yeah.
Last night she was wearing these shoes before we went to dinner, and they looked wonky. They were like real wonky, and I felt insecure about it. But I was like, where'd you get those shoes from? They look so wonky. They look shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, you dressed like a toddler. And then I looked, and I was wearing board shorts. I was wearing board shorts and sneakers with the socks pulled up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? You're right. You are right. I stand down.
Yeah.
I immediately apologize for the shoes.
Yeah. You can't really comment.
Man, I think there's more dogs barking now.
Yeah.
There's another dog.
They know there's an alpha out here.
Yeah, exactly. They're pack animals, and they sense Which one is it?
They don't know yet.
Dogs attract sharks. Yeah. They can smell fear. They can also smell a podcast going on.
Yeah.
Or love a riff.
Yeah.
A roof. A roof. But yes.
Fuck. Now we're off.
All right, kill now we're here. Finally.
Yeah. Or one of us giggles at like a dog whistle frequency. So it's,
dog whistles. Now, where have I heard that before? This Queensland flashbash coming back.
Man, it's funny when we stayed in Airbnb on the Central Coast, you know, just outside in the kind of burbs, and you forget. You go to like small towns, the burbs, barking dogs everywhere. You don't get them so much in the city in Melbourne. You don't really hear a barking dog.
Yeah.
But just a consistently barking dog that never shuts up. You're like, wow, welcome back. Like, welcome back to the burbs, the country, the beach towns.
Release more dogs into the streets of Melbourne just so that inner city elites get to the real Australian experience.
Yeah, I want like an I Am Legend type scenario where they're just fucking packs.
Over time they get bigger and mangier.
You know how people want to
start biting people?
You know how people want to rough it? They want to get that experience? You're like, come to my Airbnb. I got six dogs barking all night. Like, get a real country experience.
Yeah.
You could gentrify any shithole if you just released a bunch of stray dogs into the area and you told hipsters it was like a rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
And is that the pun as well? That sucks.
I didn't mean to be, but I mean, like, you could just like there's heaps of dogs. You say, there's a guy going around, he pisses on people. It's like, it's edgy, it's cool. It's cool to live out in a Cranbourne. Yeah.
Quick paint rust on all the signs, sand them back, you know, have all this old. Make sure the stickers are falling off the shops. Yeah, perfect. Done.
Yeah, that's
it. This is going to be good. We're going to be selling this place for $1 million in no time.
Just throw around a few needles. Just like litter them around. It's pretty tough area. I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
Your parents would probably not approve of you living out here.
Prove your parents wrong. Make this livable.
Well, the premise of the show, we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. Angus, first time guest, man. It's a pleasure having you on. I've done plenty of other pods with you, and I'm excited because who knows what kind of depraved shit Angus Gordon has in the phone.
Just me googling gay porn every day. Just the same search.
I don't know if that's depraved. That's just branching out.
Yeah, that's what I love.
That's been open-minded.
It's for research.
I love that. You remember that used to be an excuse when they would catch like pedophiles like with it on their hard drive? They're like, I was just doing research.
Yeah.
Were
it's
you?
Like Gary Glitter. What song were you going to write? Like, kitty fiddling, having a good time. Something like that. Yeah. Research.
What were you researching? Like the best way to get blood out of a car seat? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's a character that I'm working on for an off-Broadway musical.
Oh god. Oh, this is a dark episode.
It's a dark episode.
Yeah, but it's great.
Angus's first and last episode.
It's me. Self-canceled.
Mike, you're in a dark place today and I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. You're really that speed of it. You've been bottling this up. Yeah. You've been in lockdown for a week, you know.
I feel like over Zoom, it just, you know, you don't get the quick, unfettered, you know, mind of a genius, you know.
That's true of Zoom. That is true of Zoom.
Too glitchy, you know. Not the immediacy, you know, we all want, but it's good. So I don't know. What would you? Do you even have all those four things? Would you tweet? Your tweets are great, by the way.
Yeah,
do
good tweets.
Like more of them.
I'm all over them, bro. Yeah. I never retweet. I don't support people that much.
Yeah. But, you got to keep some distance between people.
I throw out a retweet here and there. I don't mind it. I'm a bit more liberal with my retweets now.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's funny. Give that some love. You know.
Yeah.
Some stuff, you know. I used to throw people I liked that were mates. Don't do that anymore unless it's good. Unless
really?
It's good. Yeah. If it's no good, doesn't get a share.
Mate, I'll give any of my non-comedy mates a like on anything. Comedy mates, no.
Exactly.
Non-comedy mates, fuck yeah. Good to see you on the internet.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Having fun.
Yeah, man. Like comedy mates, no.
This isn't a whole psychodrama for you? Yeah.
You put all your self-worth into how this is going?
You love your friends and family. You got a nice job. Yeah, I'm loving this
week. Secure and stable? You get a like. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of friends that can pull off the cringy because they're just nice people. Like, you know how we go, you know, if some, like, comic puts up something like, yeah, I think it's great that this is happening or I promote this charity, you're like, fuck off, you fake piece of shit. But then one of your mates that's just a really nice person puts it up, you're like, yeah, good for you, butter. You know what I mean? Like, I'll support this, you know?
I find, like, the real people often have, like, the private accounts on Instagram, you know, because they're not as – they just want to lurk. You know, they don't need that validation, you know, that constant stream of notifications that, you know, we've come to depend on.
I've been doing the story block lately.
Yeah.
Just like people, like even good friends. But if they just keep putting up dog stuff or whatever, or I don't know, at the beach or something like that, I'm like, get out. Yeah. Blocked. Yeah. Done. You know?
Well, their stories don't meet your standard.
Yeah.
You block them.
You can hide their stories.
Right.
So you see their post, but you don't see their story.
Yeah, mute the stories.
Yeah, mute. Yeah, shit. Done.
Man.
You know? I don't mind a beach shot every now and then, and if it's a good one, great. Yeah. I don't mind a dog shot, but you know when you just get fucking littered, just absolutely barraged.
Yeah.
And none of them are funny. You know, some people do stuff and you're like, oh, that's funny, or it's entertaining.
Yeah.
However, no way. Once there's too many, mute. You're gone.
I feel like we
You guys have survived the chopping block.
Oh. Never put anything up. That's
See, that's good. That's the biggest respect.
Honestly, hate Instagram. Like, I don't understand the point of it.
Most people go the other way. They find like Twitter to be too toxic and Facebook is filled with boomers and then they think Instagram's still like this bastion of positivity and
positivity is fake and shit. It sucks.
Yeah.
Twitter people going mental that is funny and good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Cancel some content.
What insane shit are we believing today? And destroying anyone who doesn't believe life of it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, that Instagram definitely is that superficial, you know, highlight reel aspect to it.
Man,
you know?
I also love people on Instagram, like especially comics or celebrities, where they like just write dumb shit and you're like, oh yeah. And then watch as they get more and more famous, their tweets get more and more serious and more meaningful until you just like, all of a sudden they're just like, yeah, Trump's cool, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, or just baiting, you know?
Yeah.
Just so great. So great.
Oh, that's who's the best example of that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to rack my brain.
Well, no, Angus is great on Twitter because it's just dumb. It's jokes, not dumb. You're very, you know, smart and there's like clever little wordplay on there.
I get annoyed, man, because your tweets don't get enough. You know what I mean? Because they're too dark. They're too real.
You know? Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's the public who's wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know when you say things like that, but then you believe them?
Oh,
like,
totally.
I've believed it for a long time. Like, you know, if you said, are you good at comedy? I'd be like, I'm one of the best that's ever lived. And then if you said, do you want to do a gig? I'm like, I don't know. I'll probably bomb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then it's the crowd who's wrong.
It's the crowd.
Yeah.
But lately I've started to realize like maybe it's not. It's taken me a long time, but maybe. You know how like I heard you talk about this on a podcast, like every alternative comedian's character is like a comedian that's bad.
Yeah.
But then it's like it's on purpose.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's kind of funny. But it's also fair enough that audiences prefer comedy that's good on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Jokes and silly voices. Like, they love that shit.
Oh, totally. It's what kills, man. Yeah. Like, I'm doing a gig with a guy who closes on the racehorse announcer bit, you know? And there's a lot of comics that have the race call announcer bit. Like, coming in second, it's, you know, that whole routine.
Yeah.
And it crushes. And I'm like, sure, you know, like if people are enjoying it, I can't take anything away from that, but holy fuck, there's a lot of people that do a routine with that voice, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be just so good to just abandon all pretense of thinking we're artists in some kind of way.
I would love that.
Or you either have to just double down and be like, the public doesn't matter and I don't care if anyone ever likes it, or just be like, it does, like you're not an artist, you're not original, you're just a tradesman. You know what I mean? You're essentially a plumber rocking up, doing the hit. Like plumbers don't experiment with pipes, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I know.
I'm actually a bad plumber, but on purpose. I make things worse.
Yeah.
I was going for a run last night, and I was along the river, and this like party boat was going by, like a little boat, and then this woman, she was like shaking champagne, and she was like, "Run, Forrest, run!" And like every time you go for a run, someone will shout that at you.
Really?
Yeah. I get that a lot. It's like.
Yeah, but it's because you got that dead look in your eyes when you run.
Yeah, and you put leg braces on for some reason.
And also, I do the retard voice.
You do, yeah. You're holding a box of chocolates. It's all weird. Yeah.
But it's like, they love it. They all love saying, "Run, Forrest, run." A movie from 30 years ago.
And like, what are they?
Shaking the champagne. Like, just ignorant to the world.
Does it crush?
And then she did, "You can do it."
That's pretty good.
Who needs to be an intellectual or have any type of, of what's going on when you can just shake champagne on a boat and just heckle fucking jogger. Stuff like that.
If I just came up on stage and just went, "You can do it," it would go better than my act.
It's so good. If you open with that and then just every time a joke bobs, just say it. Fuck yeah. That's good. Well, because even the, like, that, I don't know, self-belief where you're like, "Yeah, I'm a great comic and I write good jokes," and then you panic when the first new one doesn't go well and you're like, "Is anyone here on Tinder?" You know, it's that a lot of self-realization.
However, I've like the old hacky comedians. I remember I used to pay them out and go, "Oh, fuck you" or whatever. But now I've got no problem. Like after doing gigs in Brisbane, you see the beautiful hack of the hack. But also the thing I like about these old guys or whatever is they don't care as much about comedy. Like us. Like, they don't care about it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome because they just go up, they do their job. They're like, "I'm not here to reinvent the wheel." Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
But then one time, you and I were doing a gig, Mike, and there was like this hacky, and he was telling us that he bought the transcript for Robin Williams's special or Billy Crystal's special, bought the transcript, read over the transcript, talked about comedy so passionately. Then got up there and just did the most fax machine jokes ever. And I'm like, "I'm not going to stand for this. No way."
Yeah.
Black. They get blacklisted, right, for cap, because you cannot talk about comedy passionately, know so much about it, then just do joke book jokes. No way.
Right.
I'm putting down the foot.
Oh.
Then you guys, but we all do it. Like, sometimes I'll go, "Oh, that guy's bland," and then I'll get up and go, "Yeah, so I went on a round the world tour with my parents." You know what I mean? Like, we're all, but yeah.
Well, of course, the ego kicks in and you're like, "Oh, I better do a joke about Collingwood being a shitty team" or whatever, And like, if you're getting paid, especially, but like a free gig, if you're doing old rope, you got a problem.
No way, man.
Yeah.
Even a paid gigs, toe the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walk out nude. do your best clowning then.
Oh. That's right. And if that doesn't work, straight to philosophy.
Well, last week's episode, we had Nick Carr on. Capper was up in Queensland, as he has been for the majority of the past few months. And Carr has been on a shitload. He's a big, friendly ginger fuck. And we've really... got him to do a lot of crazy shit over the years.
Yeah.
This one was a little more tame. He didn't want to do a post where he implied that he had a colostomy bag now and he's going to do a show. He's going to do a show called Two Bags of Shit.
I find the colostomy. That's a very funny.
Oh, man. And then the funniest thing, he's from Toowoomba. So probably a lot of dudes have drank themselves to death or whatever. He said, "At least two or three of my friends have colostomy bags." So yeah.
Also, he lives a hard lifestyle. Like, it is in the realm of possibility.
It is totally in the realm of possibility.
Yeah. But he was like, "Oh, I don't want to offend people that actually have colostomy." And I was like, "Well, no, it's just funnier to make people think that you have one now and you're thinking about doing a show called Two Bags of Shit." Was, but he decided to do something else where he just took a picture of him holding his shirt up so his stomach was out.
I got him to do this.
And what did he say?
I got him to say, I got him to say, "Hey dude, I know it's been a while." And this is his old boss at Eagle Boys Pizza. I go, "Hey dude, I know it's been a while. Miss you, mate. Here is my tummy."
Yeah.
and then just a huge photo of his tummy.
Well, like, it's a photo of his.
Yeah, huge he made tummy. Me take yeah. the photo. And then the dude said, "Have you been hitting yourself in the head with the broom again? Random, very random."
Yes.
Hadn't talked to him in about 5 or 6 years. Gets a photo of the tummy, and then Carr said, "For context, he once stabbed my face with a broom." Super nice guy, though.
Yeah. Sounds like
stabbed my face with a broom.
And also referred to it as you hitting yourself with the broom.
Yeah, exactly.
How many pizzas?
You did it to yourself, mate.
How many pizzas do you have to steal for your boss to hit you in the face with a broom?
Yeah. Stab him, though. So that means he, like, you. Yeah.
He's like, please, just stop it, man. Yeah. We got to sell.
Carr was, you know, getting high on the company supply so much that the guy had to fucking stick a broom in his face. Yeah. With the pointy end.
The pointy end.
Real Mark Wahlberg style.
So we got that response, which was great. I didn't do a hack per se. I just had to do an impression of Pepe Le Pew defending myself as not as, you know, not...
Who's Pepe Le Pew?
He's the skunk that was very predatory towards the cat that got the white stripe on it. The Looney Tunes universe.
Okay, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that was good. And I also made it rhyme. So it was a double whammy for people.
Man, it was a... that was horrendous. That was fucking horrendous.
I thought it was pretty good, but sure.
But also, Mike got me to send a message to Tom Gleason back in January.
Yeah.
"Hi, Tom. If I send you some videos of me doing stand-up, will you watch them and tell me what you think?" And of course, Tom did not reply back.
Yeah.
And then you got me to last week to send him a message again.
A little follow-up.
Saying, "Hey, Big T, just following this up. Just wondering if you had any time to watch the clips. Waiting to hear back. Regards, Big C." Then he wrote back. He wrote, "Sorry for the slow reply, but this message got lost in my thousands of DMs. Finally watched the clip. It's shit."
Yeah. So
then I got that message and I was like, I can go two ways here. I can say, "Ha ha ha, this is for my podcast," or I can double down.
Double down.
And then I wrote, "You clearly don't know comedy." And he doesn't. It's fucking Tom Gleason.
Yeah, what's he ever done?
Yeah, what? Oh, dressed like an old man and tuck his shirt in.
He is an old man.
Have a receding hairline, you know?
But also, aren't we becoming old?
Yeah, we're old.
Yeah. But we don't have quite the career he's had. But this is our way of annoying the great man. And so it's good that, because there was never a clip attached, but he still said, "Yeah, I watched the clip." Shit.
I've just seen him do stand up.
Yeah, he was just going off the stand up.
Watched the clip. I just watched the clip.
Yeah. It's the shit. So it's good. Good. You finally got a response out of him. And I kind of like the idea of going back to the well with people that either have responded or haven't responded to see if they finally break, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a lot that's like sitting in the request folder, you know? Like we had to see Jim Owen in person for him to see the picture of me flexing saying "built to fuck" from the first Harley Brain episode. Yeah. So, and then he was so confused. He was like, "What is this for? Why have you done this?"
The whole thing. that was a great episode last week. Crazy episode. We also, on the latest Patreon, we talk about some things that we found in Nick Carr's history that we couldn't say on the episode.
Yeah, get on the Patreon. We
put in the Patreon. Yeah. So check it out. It's only 5 clams and you get 4 episodes a month.
A month.
Imagine that, Angus.
I know.
Imagine getting 4 extra episodes of this.
And all the extra back catalogue of Patreon, they're all available.
They're all available.
Yeah. Wow, 2 years worth of 4 episodes a month.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Dude, there's some dude went back and started at the beginning and I was like, man, he is listening to a shit ton of us. And he was like sending us messages along the way.
Yeah.
And it's like, this poor guy.
Yeah.
It warps your brain when you do that with a podcast. Yeah. Like you've listened to like hundreds of hours of someone talk in like a couple of weeks and you're like, they're my mates. I know them very well. Yeah. I'll just talk to them on the internet, I think.
Great, dude. You should all do that, you know? But well worth it. $5. And the Nick Carr, what we didn't cut it from the episode. We self-censored while recording. and said we would put it on the Patreon. It's on there. Have a listen for yourself. And also, we've been doing a thing recently on the Patreon.
Oh, you don't do this, Angus. I don't know if you should do it. I wouldn't recommend this to anybody, but this is what I've been doing. Go on your Facebook profile, and you can search for words in your profile.
Derogatory words.
We'll so you can search for like, gay or the R word or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And go back to 2004 and, oh my God.
Oh, the ones you've said.
Or the ones you've said. Or
the comments from people.
Or the comments from other people.
You can, it's not a bad idea to go back and like delete some old stuff.
Oh man, I only found this out and I went back and checked it out. But before you delete it, it's good for a little laugh to see what old Angus was like.
Yeah, probably actually more annoying.
That's it, man.
It's actually not okay to say that.
Oh, totally, dude. If anything, Facebook memories are embarrassing more than anything.
Oh, man.
If you look at shit from, 2009, 2008, you're like, why would I post that? Why did I think it was cool or even funny or interesting to anyone? Like, it's unfathomable to me now. And this shit just pops up. You get a Facebook memory now. It's the herpes of the internet, really. Mm.
Yeah, I think life is about forgetting. Do you know what I mean? It's mainly living in a state of denial.
Yeah.
Of
the past and the future.
But the internet never forgets.
Yeah, the internet never forgets. Yes.
You got to log off.
Yeah. You could get canceled for your uncle calling you an R word in 2007 or some shit, you know? And then, like, you just accepting it, leaving
Kappa,
it up there.
We actually found out your bully called you gay in high school, and that's, like, not on.
Yeah, and you wrote, ha, 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 ha.
Because you were trying to fit in, but you were actually normalizing that kind of language and behavior. Do you remember that as a kid when people would be like, you just got to stand up to the bullies, like tell them it's not okay.
Yeah.
And I tried it and it's just like, they just turn on you like immediately. You're not respected.
Yeah.
They're just like, what are you gay then? Like, oh.
But stand up for the bullies. That's the message we try to get across on the Phone Hacks podcast.
You know, join in, laugh with them. Save yourself.
Yeah. We just get people on to bully once a week.
So. I remember my dad said once, let their tires down. If they ride a bike to school, you should let their tires down. And I went and let the tires down and it was just like
a kid.
It wasn't funny. Like people were like, oh, who would do such a thing? Why would someone let someone's tires down? Like that's,
was it?
And everyone's crowded around the dude's bike.
I thought you were going to say wheelchair.
He was a real bully, that kid.
Yeah, that kid annoyed. Yeah. The only guy that I was just so at the bottom that the guy in the wheelchair.
Always demanding ramps.
So annoying.
All right. So that was last week's episode with Nick Carr. And I guess we get into the phone.
Yes, let's get into the phone.
Should we do it? So I spin the wheel each time, Angus, so it changes for each phone. Let's say we pass our phones to the right. So, Kaffer, you'll get mine, and then Angus, I'll get yours eventually, and so on. But let's see what we're going through in my phone. And this is the element of being in person again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not this Zoom holding the shit up to the camera. So it's it's as God intended, the phone.
Man, it's just good to see your... your phone cover in real life.
Which is
you got Wonder Woman, Spread Eagle, which is kind of like...
the same one I had last week.
Yeah, she wasn't Spread Eagle last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Wasn't she?
No. This one's very, very graphic.
Uh-huh.
I know you change cases to meet other people when you're around the boys. Yeah. You change like Wonder Woman, Spread Eagle, but...
Well, I think you went
What do you think of it?
Yeah.
Angus, it's...
more of a Marvel guy.
Black Widow, kind of.
I think you went with Wonder Woman Spread Eagle two episodes ago.
Did I?
You got up your game.
Man, you got to change cases. This has nothing to do with my game.
Well, I'm just waiting till I ruin it.
You're the one carrying his case everywhere.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what we're going through.
Never lets me take a photo of it. It's terrible, man.
Yeah, you can. Put it up. It's fine. Put it up for the Patreon.
Yeah. Okay.
Search history.
God.
Okay.
Now, 5 days in lockdown since I saw you last, Mike.
Yeah.
I wonder what you got in here. You've been sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
It's
going to be a lot of sports stats with the Australian Open on. I was watching a lot of that and was curious about tennis history and my place in it.
So, Mike, you're trying to state your macho kind of blokiness with this sport talk, saying, oh, yeah, I've been researching a lot of sport.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that's come up here is Scorpion Mortal Kombat joke.
Right.
What do you got to say about that? I don't know how cool that is. is this like a get over here type joke?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, because I saw the trailer for the new Mortal Kombat movie.
Okay. Was this in between the sports?
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, there's such a stupid catchphrase for a man to fatality you, Scorpion.
Is that his thing?
You didn't know that?
I don't really know anything about Mortal Kombat.
Like they do these fatalities and his is he yells, get over here. And then like he shoots I guess it's because he's Scorpion. It's meant to be his tail, right?
It's like a harpoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, scorpions and their harpoons.
They love them.
Yeah.
And he yells, get over here. And then he rips your head off or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I wanted to do a tweet and it's probably in the draft tweets I spent all my time telling people to get over here and I never once thought maybe I should go over there. And then Scorpion in therapy, right? So didn't make it out of the drafts.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, surely something like this has been done. And there's a million memes about get over here and the character of Scorpion.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So I looked it up. I did my due diligence on the Scorpion character. And
that is a good thing about Twitter or something is like that joke. People would need the context on stage of Scorpion and Mortal Kombat to say something like that.
Yeah.
But on Twitter, you can just fire it out there. You know, whatever pop culture is going at the time.
Well, let it find its audience, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also don't think it's that strong. Does it cut the Gordo test?
I just told you I know nothing about Mortal Kombat. So to me, it's just like words.
However, once you have context, is it funny now?
Yeah. You get to be on the podcast.
Also, I think Mortal Kombat characters, he might be the only one with the big catchphrase, you know? I don't think Goro Sub-Zero said much.
I remember Louis King, he did something like a bicycle kick.
Yeah.
Hey-ya, or something like that. I don't know. Hey-ya.
Yeah, the guy from Outkast. Is one of them.
This is pretty funny.
That's where they got it from.
This is pretty funny. Where is First Dates filmed in Australia?
Because
you want to go on this, Mike?
Well, yeah, it would be. Fiance would be that into it, but I would.
Yeah.
You know, like I signed Capper up for one of these dating shows, and then he got through, and then he refused to go on.
I should have gone on.
I don't know why he did. Yeah,
which one was it?
Was it First Dates?
But see, all the chicks would have went for me, and then I would have to tell him I was.
Dude,
yeah,
you know.
That's rough.
That's not
because
fair.
Because it's all fun and games, but you don't want to break a heart.
True.
Yeah, you don't want to break a heart. you don't want to blue ball like 10 chicks on a show, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was watching First Dates Australia and with my partner, and then she seemed to think it was filmed in Melbourne and I was convinced it was Sydney. And I was right. So just making sure everyone knows that
ooh, trouble in paradise.
Well, look at that.
And you're like, look, I've actually looked into this quite a lot.
Yeah. But fuck, it would bring me back to that application that I spent my time, got Capper, accepted onto the show, shot it down. One of the biggest regrets in Phone Hacks history.
I kept ringing me as well.
Yeah.
Because I was a muzzy on you.
Ugh. There was a mosquito circling your hand and face.
Yeah, it's gone.
For a while there.
No. God damn it. there was one last thing, last word. Frazzle drip.
Oh.
What's a frazzle drip?
This is horrifying. Oh. Do you not know frazzle drip?
I don't know about a frazzle drip.
What do you think it is?
Is this like a 40-year-old man thing?
No, this
is what I got to look forward to in 2 years? What is it?
A frazzle drip is QAnon. And, you know, you guys are right into the QAnon and their conspiracies.
They're the QAnon bros.
Yeah. So frazzle
drip. Got a meeting tonight, actually.
Don't say anything.
meet you at the Hungry Jack's
in the car park.
So this is like one of QAnon's wildest conspiracy theories. Basically, the gist of it is Hillary Clinton, like, skinning underage children and drinking their blood. It's like it's very it's beyond the pale, some might say.
Yeah, why not just drink the blood? Why skinning?
Yeah,
like, so much work.
I know. You try to skin a chicken, it's a lot of work.
But
you know.
So they claim there's
there all day. Just drink the blood like a normal person.
So it says...
So ceremonious.
Surely she's got like an offside of that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're very rich.
Well, you got to skin them apparently to get the adrenochrome flowing, right? So the torture, that's the thing. And then...
while they're alive.
Yeah, while they're alive.
And good.
Satanic ritual sacrifice. So Frazzle Drip, it's like, that sounds like a cute puppet character, but it's actually a horrifying QAnon conspiracy that I... did a deep dive into because I was very bored.
Yeah.
Sounds like a late 90s pop punk band.
They opened for Frenzel Wrong.
Yeah. I think they filled in for the J on Breakfast.
Doctor? Hell yeah. Yeah.
Our first song is called Kitty Abattoir.
Yeah. So they claim this video exists on the dark web. And I, you know, as much as I Google dark web, they won't let me in. I want to see.
There's no portal. Like, what's the website for that?
Man, you got to turn your safe search off.
Then
you get straight to dark web.
Really? I put it darkweb.com. .edu.
You just hold spacebar down as your Mac starts up. Takes you straight there, brother.
If anyone, knows how to get onto the dark web, let us know. Yeah. But it's just so dumb. And it's just like QAnon, obviously, is just some dude from fucking 9chan or whatever, just trolling everybody. And I'm fascinated by it. And then Frazzle Drip came up recently with, obviously with all the QAnon shit and storming the Capitol. And then, I had to Google it to see what the actual story was because they wouldn't talk about it on the news. It's too fucked. But you can hear all about it on the Phone Hacks podcast.
Yes.
Did you hear that story about that guy, you know, the Pizzagate QAnon thing? Like he went into the pizza restaurant in DC where he did like a shooting, like an active shooter event. Like he was convinced there's like a
pedophile ring
and like the guys there's just like, we don't have a basement.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a pizza restaurant, man. He's like, get out, show me where they're like, just full on.
It's the dumbest fucking people that subscribe to this shit.
We don't even have a basement.
This is just a very shitty pizza restaurant. Yeah. Please put the gun down.
It's amazing, man. So that one is, one of the more graphic, I'd say, of the QAnon theories.
Far out.
Yeah.
You're right. Probably would outsource. Hillary would outsource that kind of thing.
You think so?
Just get the blood, you know?
Yeah.
But then Hillary, she looks like she lives off something further than just normal food.
You'd
have to do some kind of weird shit like that.
They've got like an app for that, you know? Like it's all techno, you know what I mean? You outsource it like an Indian international student.
Oh, God.
Get some children's blood for you, you know?
Yeah, it's too much hard work for it.
Yeah. You don't tip as well.
Yeah, just kick back and...
All right, that's the pitch. We come up with an app that disrupts the sort of child flaying industry.
It's an Uber for that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm still reeling from the term child fillet. All right.
Okay. Spinning the wheel to see what Angus gets to look at and Capper's nightmare oppo of a phone. I don't know if you've dealt.
I got this shit to fucking oppo.
Do you have an oppo? Yeah. Fuck, this is the first time.
Yeah, brother.
The oppo bump. Look at that.
Yeah.
I dropped mine, so now it's an uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. You did a fist bump. If you bumped oppos, they'd both shatter and fall apart.
They can bust.
It's the first guest we've had with an actual oppo. Look at that.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Man, $250.
Yeah, man.
Lasted you for like 3 years.
Vasquez has got one as well.
Oh, man.
All the top dogs.
There's an oppo revolution happening amongst... Yeah. Broke comedians.
Some of the most successful comedians have got oppos, actually.
It's amazing.
We got to do a show, man. A comedy festival show at the Oppo Boys. We're just calling registration. Like, hey, guys, at $500 registration will be in soon.
Well, two oppos? This is ridiculous. Oppos sending cease and desist.
They're like, you still haven't paid your $60 duck for cover registration. I still haven't paid mine as well. Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be well versed in how to navigate the oppo. Let's see what we're looking at.
What are we looking at this week? His name keeps coming up. It's annoying.
You got draft tweets.
Draft tweets. I don't know if there'll be much gold here, but anyway,
the oppo
drafts.
You've been tweeting a bit, but it seems like you haven't really not had a too filter. Much.
Yeah, no, no. I've just been pumping them out. Who cares? You know? Yeah. I think I deleted all the ones we've talked about before. Don't know if there's anything good here.
I like the progression. Like, obviously, I wish it was written in the opposite order, but like just how it appears to me, it goes like, to get a job directing porn, you could use your resume or just your internet history.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a draft. Good.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that one last week, yep.
And then you go, I've got two eggs, one for each of you. Tombstone, the chicken version.
Yeah.
So it's get, and then the next one is, if you keep tomato sauce in the fridge, you're a monster.
Okay. We haven't talked about that.
No. Yeah. If you, do you ever go to people's houses and they got tomato sauce in the fridge?
Oh, I had to think that you thought of these just like you're jacking off and then you're like, now I'm hungry. Yeah. But you're staying at a friend's
house. That's the arc. Yeah. That's the whole arc.
Yeah.
That's the thought process.
Tomato sauce in the fridge.
Monster.
Monster. You're a fucking monster.
I would say, you know, Hillary Clinton frazzle drip is a monster, but you think tomato sauce in the fridge?
Yeah. That's my frazzle. Because it comes out cold.
Yeah, cold sauce is better.
No way.
Yes.
It's got to be the same temperature. Oh, not the same temperature.
Room temperature.
But it's got to be room temperature.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, it's just like, it's too much of a shock to the taste buds.
Ah, it's good.
And the flavor goes. Yeah. Know?
Wrong. What are you, Angus? Fridge?
Honestly, all of these things, I just couldn't give a shit. Do you know what I mean? It's like the same with pizza and pineapple. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I stopped. You're only talking about this because you've just got to fill in time before death.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and
every conversation.
I'm raging against it. I know I should just accept it. I should be like, ah, pineapple's yummy. The sweetness actually really complements the savory flavors. But I can't accept.
You don't want to take a stand is more it. You're too diplomatic. I think
it's not diplomatic. I hate both
you're
groups.
You're scared of the, but you're scared of being attacked by either the pantry or the refrigerator.
You say it's cowardice.
Groups.
Yeah. It's actually a deeper form of cowardice. It's fear of death. We've got to do something meaningful. Yes. We've got to find meaning somewhere.
It's so funny because...
Bro, but I just hate it when someone has tomato sauce in the fridge. I can't listen. I'm actually scared.
It's fucking annoying though. You know, it's annoying.
It's fine. I think it's fine.
I remember
it's fine
when I was a kid.
It's fine. I don't mind.
I think on most bottles of ketchup, it says refrigerate after opening.
Yeah.
So I'm just adhering to the rules and regulations that Big Tomato has placed upon us, right?
Heinz just wants what's best for you.
Yes.
So you can purchase more tomato sauce.
I remember I had this one.
Which one am I looking at?
The ones like...
I remember someone getting to second base at a coffee club.
Yeah.
They call that the double espresso.
You're
proud of that one. Oh, you added that.
He punched it up. Yeah, mine was just the premise.
Yeah.
Because I do remember some kid at school, you know, he's like got to second base at coffee club, you know. He's like, yeah, and I just, you know, you think of those thoughts and you just.
Hand job or he fingered?
Yeah, what's second base?
I think it was fingering. I think so.
So then what's
third base? I can't remember. It was like 25 years ago or something.
Yeah.
But
second base is breast fondling.
Is it?
Yeah. What's that? Third base has got to be fingering. And then,
oh, I forgot about
third base was oral.
Oral?
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
Oh, fuck. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe second base.
I thought third base was rimming.
I grew up with baseball and getting fingered.
And fingered by my dad.
You know better. You know better than us.
So.
And he's like, don't worry, this is just first base.
I thought first base was, rim jobs. I'm all out of whack here. So what do you think second base is? That you said fingering, right? And then oral third and then full penetration.
I thought second base was the fingering.
Right. So then first base is...
First base was like kissing and just hands.
Heavy petting.
Yeah, heavy petting.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then I remember some dude going, the coffee club, like this place in Tamworth where we'd all meet up, you know?
Yeah.
It was like making out at coffee club.
Mm-hmm.
And then now coffee club is like, you know, it's the most unromantic place ever.
Oh, yeah, very sterile environment.
Yeah, it's a very sterile... Man,
it's the real hospital ward of coffee.
Yeah, I remember it was like 22 or whatever. And I remember taking my ex-girlfriend on dates to Jamaica Blue, like the coffee club of Brisbane, you know?
Oh, man, I do not remember Jamaica Blue.
Oh, Jamaica Blue?
Where was that? Was that like a chain?
They're always in a Westfields. They're like the upgraded of the coffee club. Still the same.
Still there.
Still just
going?
Yeah. still going, man. Because I had a Jamaica Blue when I went back to Brisbane. I was like, fuck, I thought I was so cool.
Yeah.
Taking, you know, taking my ex-girlfriend to Jamaica Blue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's
and
like,
then yeah, you're like, fuck, this sucks.
Man, well, that would have been fucking sweet to get in like in the 80s, just coming to Brisbane and you're the first Italian guy that's heard of espresso. You're like, I'm gonna fucking clean up.
Oh man, yeah.
Wait till these Anglos learn about this.
It's like they didn't have Subway till the 80s, so some dude showed up and was like, it's a sandwich, but really long. And everyone's like, what the fuck? This is crazy. You know,
like Australian food just used to be like, yeah, just boiled meat and we boil veg. So it sucks, but well, I've never heard of anything else.
Man, the funniest thing is now is Brett Blake and I went to the Speedway, right? And the Speedway, and I saw pizzas and they were wood-fired pizzas. And I was like, bloody hell, the Speedway stepped up. They got wood-fired pizzas.
Yeah.
Get the pizza, it's dog shit. It's like just a McCain's pizza that's been put in a wood fire. Yeah. I was like, they could have just saved time and just had a microwave and just put it in. And went to this pub in Cairns. They even had the big paddle and the scoop. Same thing, just a dog shit pizza.
Yeah.
You know where they just cover it with, you like, the Italians have got it right. You just get the crust right, then you only need two toppings.
Mm-hmm.
You just have the tomato paste, you get that right. You put one little bit of meat, bit of cheese, who gives a fuck, right? But Coyd's there, they're like, just fill that fucker up. Put as many different meats, barbecue sauces, whatever you can get your hands on. That way, all the flavors cancel each other out and just tastes like dog shit.
That's the sick thing. It's just like you find out about pizza and you're like, I like it. It's fucking good. But I've got a few ideas to upgrade it.
Yeah.
Have we ever come up with anything tasty? Never.
Never. No.
It's like a car. You're like, just get the seats right. Just get the, just have it so it's nice. But then people are like, no, you got to put a fucking spoiler on it. You got to have it 8 different colors. The stereo's got to be real loud. And you're like, no, I just wanted a car just to get me to A to B. I won't, you know. Yeah. It's a great. You know, it's a great analogy I just came up with that I was midway through. I was like, nah, this car and pizza is two different things.
Yeah, that was a big leap.
I was like, god damn it.
I should have gone. It's my fault. I should have gone with it. Yeah, Brian, like, people fuck with their cars too.
Yeah. What are you guys? You're not backing me up, right? You're just fucking leaving me in the dark. You left.
Yeah, you know, with your ute, you got to put those fucking hooks at the end so you can go pigging.
I don't
need that. I just put the pig in the boot. Let it bleed in there. Put down some tarp. It's fine.
I came with you guys on the filet child thing. You know what I mean?
It's me. I was a bad friend and a bad guest.
You know, I like to let it just fucking peter out. You know,
that's a power move, though.
There's a dog barking in the background. Yeah. And the child gently weeps. It's amazing. Yeah. Well, I don't know how we got to that from seeing a girl get fingered at a coffee shop, but you know, it was a long drive. There you go. Back to cars for you.
All right, Angus, what's in your phone?
some good shit. Has anyone done the joke of just like Googling and writing heaps about you and put that in the
There's
phone?
There's been a few, red herrings and phones before. I think I feel like Cody did that. Not in a while, you know, but it's
well, I haven't, so don't worry.
Brett Blake was searching, looking at photos of our partners, you know, which he surely was doing anyways.
Yeah, I know. He's like, oh yeah, I got it for you guys. That's why.
Yeah.
That's a good way to like hide what you're really up to. Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah. I knew I was coming on the pod. Yeah. Did you? This is from 2 weeks ago.
But I knew at some point I would be.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what I'm looking at.
I've never heard a dog bark in this neighborhood before, ever.
Yeah, maybe we'll do inside from now on. That's draft tweets again.
Oh,
do you have many?
Do you draft them or you just fire them out?
I either fire them out or just send them to friends. But you can look at the ones.
Oh, right. I didn't get any personal tweets. What's happening?
Comedians. Yeah.
you send your good tweet to friends.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking recognition are you looking for? Hey mate, I went to school with. What do you think of this?
Just they love it.
Yeah, I'd try it out on a civilian. Yeah. You know why not? This one just says snakes. Nothing else.
I can't remember what that's about.
Just tweeting dreams.
That would be a fun thing. I actually will tweet that.
Snakes. I like it. Simple, straight to the point. You know, snakes. Not funny. Snakes. Yeah, that's good.
And this is another animal-based one. Crows, may be better than me at flying, at solving problems set by scientists.
I was trying to work on some joke about you know how like crows are really good at those like tests?
They've
like
got a three-step memory.
Yeah, they can do three, like, you know, they can use multiple tools and
Did you watch that in that documentary, A Murder of Crows? That's a great documentary.
No, I just captured a lot of crows as a child.
cool, normal.
Okay.
But it was going to be something dumb about
don't
how.
Don't laugh at the end of that, man. Like, oh, the sub-joke. Yeah, I know you did that.
I can't, but it was going to be like, oh, I'm dumber than a crow somehow, or I'm smarter than a crow for some dumb reason. But I couldn't get it to work, so it ended there.
You know, again, there's multiple comics that do crow impressions, and they're all in Perth.
Yeah, right.
Is that like crow with like an Aussie accent sort of thing?
Yeah, crows sound like this and then,
And they got that all that, it's because like they've got all those different accents, like they're like, oh, you know, birds, they all got, and they do like, imagine a French crow. Oh la la, I'm a crow.
That's pretty good though.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that. That's my French, ooh la la.
Was this your next alternative comedy bit?
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
Imagine if Rob Schneider was a crow.
You can do it. Give me a chippy.
This one is a bit dicey, but I like it. It's firmly against rooting kids as it can spread the virus. It's great. See, you do take a stance.
Yeah. You know, I come down hard on a few things.
At the project.
Yeah. I sent that to Waleed as my pitch document on the show, and he said, yeah, good.
You did get in, or are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, sweet.
I'm writing that sort of thing for Peter Hellyer. Like, I put down, I don't fuck kids. he says that once an episode.
That's the perfect,
that's me.
Perfect gag for Hellier to say after watching a viral video. It just has nothing to do with it.
I just want to get it out there. I don't do it. I don't, all right? There's a lot of vile rumors going around.
One more. We need to encourage more boys from the bush to stay out.
Probably some lame joke about, you know, boys from the bush are back in town. You know what I mean? Going for some angle about how can we keep the boys just out in the bush.
Right.
In the bush.
Yeah.
Oh, so they don't come back to town.
They don't come back to town.
But so what are you saying? You don't want me in town?
I always think that. I never say.
Yeah.
And yeah, but you know, that's why it's a draft week because it sucks.
Yeah. But bush
man,
boys.
Are you saying that not many people on Twitter would be Lee Koenigan fans?
No, I'm going to, no.
I don't even know the reference.
You know, boys from the bush and we're back in town.
It must be so Australian.
Yeah, it's an Australian country music singer.
Right.
I feel like they used that to sell Hungry Jack's for like 20 years. I think so. It's like the Outback Burger's back, boys from the bush and we're back in town. I'm like, I've got to get an Outback Burger.
It does sound like a threat a little bit.
Yeah.
Boys from
it sounds
the bush.
Like bandits are like robbing a town again. We've got to get the militia together, boys. We've been training for.
It's so
this
funny, man.
This soft-handed Liberians coming out trying to fight off the bushmen.
I love the
stay out, get out. Stop. They're coming into the library. They've got no respect for the Dewey Decimal System. Putting things here willy nilly. Putting the Bible, taking it out of the fiction section. Putting it back in religion.
Oh, crazy.
That's some wild shit.
Yeah, that's what I do when I go to the bookstore. Take it out of the fiction section because I believe and respect God.
Yeah, you respect Jesus.
Yeah,
good.
And
for
if
you.
Anyone says otherwise, I'll fucking kill them.
I put Obama's autobiography in the fiction
after
section.
This,
man, I'll tell you what a bunch of bullshit.
There you go.
Down to the family planning center. I'm going to shoot a doctor.
This is spiral.
In the name of God.
Now, this, man, see, this is the more mainstream stuff you need to do.
Yeah.
This is what you got to do. All right.
That's what I do when I get booked for clean shows, like Christian groups. I'm like, I love you guys. Just got back from the abortion clinic. They're like, oh, I shot the doctor. Round of applause.
Yeah, they put you on their shoulders. Just fucking carry you out.
Just burn an abortion clinic down anyway.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is that like those guys like Lee Koenigan or whatever, they've got these lyrics like, yeah, on a Friday night, we all pile in the utes, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently he drives like a Merc and flies a helicopter around. He just walked around a farm twice yeah. and gone, "Hey boys, let's have a fucking beer." Yeah. just a full imposter apparently, and he's always wearing a Cooper and stuff. But really, they're just
in
like
the city's got a top hat. Character he does.
Monocle.
He actually speaks like this. So I was thinking, this is a very interesting character I could do.
It's John Saffron.
It's John Saffron.
He's John Saffron.
I was talking to my friend Father Bob McGuire, and I wanted to get into country music.
Man, you're a good impression of it.
Yeah, that's good.
Father Bob, what do they have out there, youths? I'm always driving around my helicopter.
Really, I'm a cowboy, but I'm a Jewish man who loves Eurasians.
I'm trying to hang out with my ex-girlfriend, Deborah Key Higgins. I think we're going to back from Barry Hogan, the music producer.
Fuck, we're going to get you back on as Saffron the whole time.
The Saffron man.
My girlfriend hates that impression. I do it a lot.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. You little kiddies under your doonas.
Man, this is, you got a lot of, you know, a lot of kid issues here.
But he would say that on his radio show all the time. Dear listeners, under your doonas, because you're on the Sunday night. It was a 9 o'clock show.
Right.
Listen to it a lot.
Man, he needs to make a new TV show. All the ones he made were so good. So funny.
I watched Race Relations again recently.
Yeah.
It's because he was like that's what got me into comedy.
Does
like
he
John
do
Saffron.
Blackface in that?
Yes, he has a whole blackface episode.
Yeah.
It is insane. Like the final half of the show is like, I don't know if it's even comedy. It's just like, it's stuff now that people be like, can you believe this guy did that? He's like, he does this Kabbalah ritual where he's like, he goes to the cemetery. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Where his like mother's buried and then he digs a hole next to her grave and then gets down in it. Like, so like, there's like, just like, I don't know, like 10 centimeters of earth between her corpse and like him. And he's like listening to her thoughts. And she's like, no, she wants me to marry a Jew.
Jesus Christ. That is.
It's like psychological Jackass, you know.
It's crazy.
And it's meant to be like a funny Jocko type.
It gets not funny.
Yeah.
Like final episode, everyone remembers that he gets crucified in the Philippines.
Oh,
yeah.
But then there's an even more insane thing where, because the whole show's about like he's kind of getting old, just probably in his late 30s at the time, and he hasn't settled down. And like, who should he marry? So he does a wedding. He marries a member of the Bin Laden family.
Yeah.
And he tells his family it's real. And they're all like happy for him. And then he does the whole like wedding.
Yeah.
And then it has to come out like, it was just a joke. She's actually a Bin Laden.
Jesus.
It's a prank on you.
Man.
And it's just like, everyone's like,
what?
Oh. Yeah. We just wanted you to find love.
To be happy. Yeah. It's like Nathan Fielder was watching that and he was like, this is good.
Yeah.
It's a crazy show. It's so good, but it's also like, imagine having to put yourself through that.
Oh, yeah. Man. When he donates sperm on the Gaza Strip, when he jerks off.
Yeah, he jerks off to the Obama book. He's like, yes, we can.
I don't remember
this.
What?
He does this. He wants to create like he goes into a Jewish sperm bank, and then he gets the Palestinian guy to give sperm, like pretend. Yeah. And it's like, it's my sperm. Then he goes to a Palestinian one, and he jerks off. So there'll be like a Palestinian Jew.
Oh,
and
wow.
A kid that throws rocks at himself. That's the punchline.
That's a crime, man. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. A lot of the things are borderline. Like, can you get away with, like, he steals women's underpants?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's like sort of fake, like they actually got permission to do it.
Maybe I didn't watch all this. I remember his music one from way back.
That was great. The Race Relations one, it was crazy. I remember watching it and going, this is fucking nuts.
And he got it in just before you could get away with, like, now that would.
Oh.
Twitter wasn't probably the sort of thing that it is now.
Yeah.
Like, you would be just every day be like, can you believe what Johnson?
But it's so funny, but it kind of shows you how weird that, like, you know, Chris Lilley hung out to dry now. Like, people, like, you know, leftist people, but somehow, I don't know. John Saffron, because he's seen as an intellectual, just gets through the keeper.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think he should. I honestly think he didn't do anything.
No, he didn't.
He did it from a genuinely good place, and cultural norms change and what's considered appropriate changes. But I also think he's just way less popular.
That's the real truth
of how you get away.
But then
with
also
stuff.
Like, no one had a problem with what Chris Lilley did at the time. You know? No one had a problem with it.
But the difference,
if he did it now,
Chris Lilley's was just a straight up comedy show, and I think have more of a problem with people trying to be funny in a certain way. Whereas, like it, with Safran, it's like this almost educational, like opening people up to a different world, whatever. But Lily, it's just like, no, that's fucked. Like, you know, that was blackface and all the rest. And not even that good. I don't know what anyone ever saw.
At the time, like, everyone was just like...
Yeah,
maybe. You know, but then I guess to double down on it after.
Yeah.
After it's come out and just do it again. But at the time, no one cared.
Yeah.
No one cared. And then to backflip on him, I think, sucks a bit. I think it would just suck to go, oh, that's wrong, you know. Yeah. But for him probably not to recognize it now.
Yeah.
You know, is kind of annoying. Well, anyway, we've solved it all, guys. I love it how we went through the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
And then now we're trying to solve. Who's we're like, we're the problem.
Pretty sure we said the gay on this podcast.
We cannot scrutinize anybody.
Yeah.
We can't scrutinize anybody.
Well, no, that's what people come to the phone hacks for, is for, you know, socio-cultural rhetoric.
We should change this to the Three Kings.
Yeah.
And the co-host, John Safran.
All right, let's get into the hacks. We're at the business end of the episode. Rolling the dice to see what I have to do this week. It's a six. That is a
DM to a celebrity on Instagram.
Hey.
DM to a celebrity on Instagram. So, or just someone, you know, someone with a profile or not even, just anyone. Do you have something in mind there, Cap?
Yeah. I was thinking maybe, right?
Yeah.
So, you've probably been in contact with him lately, so I don't know if this would work or not. But you did audition for an Andy Lee TV show.
Right.
And, you know, it hasn't gone ahead yet. He's got some other projects.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe you could go, hey, man, really need some work right now. Is this TV show going ahead or not?
No. No, I might shoot this down. Well, just because I don't want to jeopardize. I mean, even if I go, because he's done the podcast, even if I go, oh, that was Capper for the pod, it sucks. But who knows if the show goes ahead? That's all still kind of under wraps, whatever. But like, if it does, or if it's still in the works, and then he's like, oh. I mean, if this somehow fucked me in the long run, I'd be so upset.
But it wouldn't be half.
Okay, all right.
I mean,
well, what about it? Okay, this is kind of nearly, because you were on Hughesy, We Have a Problem,
yeah,
right? And you were kind of one of the people who had a problem, but they just said Mike the comedian,
yeah,
right? What if you wrote, hey, mate, really enjoyed being on the show.
Oh,
any chance of a paid gig?
Oh, my God. Again. Again. You're jeopardizing possible future work. And they both suck so bad. Can we take an angle?
Why didn't you hit up Lee Kerrigan with some song lyrics?
Yeah, I'm better with that. But can you find someone that I have no potential work from? I love it, but I'm also like, oh God, it fucking sucks so bad. How about a paid gig?
Come on, man, you gotta do it. You've got off scot-free the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The Hughesy one will be funny. Any chance of a paid gig?
But I wonder if he's kind of thinking in the back of his mind that I was gonna eventually send him something. You know, like he was like, God, I hope Goldstein, we play tennis, you know, and I know that I wasn't ever going to be like, thanks for having me on the show. How about a paid gig? Sucks. I'm so uncomfortable. Like, we've done so much shit.
Come on, you can just say it straight after he replies back.
But because he won't reply. That's the thing. That will just sit there.
We'll just let it sit there for like half an hour, 20 minutes. Then say it.
Fine. But am I really fucking myself here? And is it worth it? It's not worth it.
Man, this podcast, you'll have it for life.
Yeah.
Oh, pulling in couple of hundred bucks a month from Patreon.
Get on the Patreon. Fuck. So you want me to DM?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Why don't you save that for the Patreon? Like, yeah. I can hear that
about,
if you're a subscriber.
Okay, what about this? Nazim Hussein was on as well.
Yeah, Naz.
Yeah. What about DM? Hey, man.
Why does it got to be anybody?
What about, hey, man, enjoy being on the show. Do you honestly think I was any good?
Oh, God. All right, Naz.
Because you did crush it on her, apparently. But
it went well, but, you know, they did me dirty. They just, like, didn't plug anything or say I was a comedian. They just, like, some asshole with a problem, you know, basically.
Hi, I'm Mike Goldstein from the Phone Hacks podcast. Here's my problem.
Yeah, why not?
Can't get enough Patreons. Can't get enough listeners.
Naz, good doing the show with you.
Yeah.
Good doing the show. What's this? What are the hell are they? Husey.
We got the radio going on in the background there.
Yeah, we're not recording outside again. I don't think the mics are picking
up. At least the dog is shut up. That's the first time I've heard a dog in this neighborhood. Maybe it can sense when an alternative comedian's in there.
Yeah.
You know, rather than old hack cap.
They train them to detect burglars, then alternative comedians. You got one of them prowling around neighborhood. The comedy nights in your area are about to go to fucking shit, I can tell you that. Not a fucking joke between them.
It's like enough kitty jokes.
Alternative to comedy.
It's there. Hey, Naz, good doing the show with you. Do you honestly think I was any good? and I know they're filming, like, right now. So, like, they're filming the next episode. So it's like...
Is he a permanent, like, guest on?
Yeah. So he's like one of the permanent guests. And so they're all sitting around and they're just... filming the new episode, and they're just like, surely it comes up fine. Yes. We'll see what Naz responds. Yes. That sucks. I hate this. Man. I hate this show.
So you're just a mate reaching out.
Oh, God.
All right, that one's out. Capper, roll the dice.
Ooh, all right. What are we going to hear? Five.
Five is a text to a random or a relative. God.
Again,
text to a random or a relative. In honor of Angus being
here.
Hang on,
guys. I just got to go to the bathroom.
Is that why you've been moving?
Yeah, I know.
God,
I thought we were going to end early, but then you took so long to type out the message.
Really? It wasn't your car analogy that fucking took 20 minutes. See, he looked like so uncomfortable. Did you notice how uncomfortable he was for like the past half hour?
I honestly just thought he's like that.
Me too. I kind of was like, has he gotten weirder? Like, is he more fidgety?
You've been up in Brisbane too long. I caught my lights back in Melbourne.
He was moving around so much and he was rocking back and forth. But now that he's given it that context, he was
makes sense,
he was about to piss his pants the whole time. And I'm annoyed that he's done this to us.
Yeah, because it's like now two people sucks. You know what I mean? We were having a good time before.
Oh, dude, I love you, man. And it's good to see you. And I always enjoy seeing you at gigs when we do the rare pod together. But, you know, we're right at the business end of this episode.
Of course. If it started with two, it's fine. But we lost the third. So, it's, you know, when you're like at the bar or whatever and like the third person goes, you're like, you almost have to say something real. Like there's a silence and you go, yeah, anyway, so I've been feeling a bit sad lately. One of you's forced to confess something.
Dude, I did a gig recently and there was an older comic there that always kind of puts other people on edge and we're all kind of backstage talking and he leans in and he goes, dog died last week.
Hell yeah, that's sick.
And I'll tell you who it was after, but it was just like, you know, really killed the vibe, you know. I didn't realize the whole like last half hour you've been rocking back and forth like a kid with problems and you were about to piss your pants.
Oh, felt good. Oh, finally, now we can podcast. Oh, now we can get
should
it done.
I just pissed your pants?
That would have been good. What if... That's not a bad hack. I just pissed my pants. Oh, please don't get me to send that to someone.
That's, it's not bad. If you pour this water now and then you pour this water on your pants and then we'll get a picture and then you send it to... I don't know, an auntie and say, Just, are you going to do it? Do it. But we got to find the right person to send it to. And then just did an oopsie. Like, is that the good?
Yeah, really juvenile.
All right, so we'll get a picture. We can even do this, but who are we sending this to?
You need a bit, a little bit more.
Yeah, and it's so high up.
A little bit more. Yeah.
You gotta go low.
What am I doing with my life? Pouring pants, pouring water on my pants.
Oh God! And then who will this go to? What do you think?
Oh God!
Do you, how like photo should it be like? Zoomed in on it, or how much of your face and stuff do you
get
want?
Him? There's no microphone. All right, lift up the jumper. Yeah, so and like you're looking down on it, ashamed. You know, yeah, there you go. All right, so Angus is taking the picture. The fly is slightly down as well, and then I think the caption should be "Big Boy did an oopsie."
Oh no!
So can this go to an auntie or an uncle?
No, the family. No, we're not doing family anymore.
At least they can't give you paid work in the future. Oh God, Naz has responded. Should we read this yes. real time?
Yeah,
real time. You smashed it. Was so good seeing you.
Just can you reply? Really?
Please. Can you come on.
Fine. Yeah. And do I wait to see if he responds to that?
Yeah.
Do you honestly think I was any good? Fuck me, man. You're sending Big Boy did an oopsie to it. An auntie.
You're saying something that potentially someone would send.
Oh, God, he's already responding. So, yeah, find someone good. I think back to a relative with this, or no one comedy related or adjacent or no other pod. Even, like, does your brother have a part?
There is a... He doesn't know I do the phone hacks. You know Hammy? I book him... I mean, he books me for stuff sometimes.
The sports bet guy?
Yeah. He for ads and shit. Want me to send it to him?
Yeah.
Big so boy did an oopsie.
He books for ads?
Yeah.
All right. I wanted a family member. I wanted a familial relation. Naz is too nice. We can't target him anymore. Because I said, really? He said, yeah, you had a bunch of big laughs in studio.
Yes. It's nice to know, though. I'm glad you did well.
I know, but it's fucked. It's like he's never coming on the pod because he's like, I don't want this type of shit happening to me in any way. All right.
So I just sent that.
Big boy did an oopsie.
Big boy did an oopsie.
Do you know with this thing, like I already feel like I'm barely tolerated by people. Like
yours is different though, so we have a pre-planned hack for you.
Yeah.
I was thinking because you are very, you know, good on Twitter, and it's always jokes, and you know, you're never earnest or anything like that. So I think a good one for you to tweet out, and you know, obviously you don't have to do shit if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Is you would say went to a cafe and realized I'd forgotten my wallet after I'd eaten. The cute waitress said she recognized me from a comedy show she went to it and to worry about it. Free meal. Comedy does pay off.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what's going to be funny is that'll just get no engagement. Like, no one will say anything. It'll just be politely ignored.
Yeah.
Just like,
is that Facebook or
Twitter?
He's
lost his mind. He's finally cracked. Like, that's what's happened. Okay. That's probably a pretty good way he could lose it. You know what I mean? It's sort of benign.
It is benign. That's the thing. But I'd be impressed to see.
Is it Facebook or Twitter?
What do you think?
I reckon Facebook.
You get more traction on Facebook and Twitter. I just sent it to you.
You've got mates on there that aren't comedy affiliated. They'll go, hey, good work, Angus. Keep going, mate.
I don't really post on Facebook either, so you will be like one of those rare times where I'm popping up again.
Yeah, great.
And then people are like, oh, okay, good for you, buddy.
I'll save Naz has another response, but I'll save it as a cliffhanger for next week's episode.
Okay,
so, like you got a lot of it in real time.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you want me to put that up on Twitter?
Yeah, so I sent it to you.
I reckon Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
I'll do both.
Yeah, did both. Oh. It's a fun little story, you know.
And then it looks like that you love this tweet that much that you're giving it a double amount.
Yeah. It made the leap. Yeah. Across all socials. Angus, killer episode. Fuck.
So covered a lot. So good.
I love to.
Once again, most consistent podcast, in my opinion.
We are
the most consistent.
You're the most consistent. Yeah.
We're the most consistent of all time.
Yeah.
We've only had a couple of bad ones.
I mean.
Who was the worst one?
The worst? We'll tell you after.
Okay. We'll tell you after.
Just start naming names and I'll be linked twice. Because then you out yourself who you think would be the worst.
I just go for my biggest enemies. Oh, I don't think they would be good. I don't think so.
Angus, thanks so much for coming on. Obviously, follow Angus on Twitter. And you're doing a comedy festival show?
Yeah, I'm doing a comedy festival show from March 25th. 10 nights at Trades Hall. Show's on at 7:30. And I've got a one-off show in Brisbane on Friday, March 12th at Good Chat.
Oh, great. Yes.
9:30. Come along. Good, it's a great venue up there. Love to sell some tickets. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That was you and I did Good Chat, a couple of weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
And we thought Aaron Gox was going to bomb, our good friend. We thought he was going to bomb. Had the most killer set ever.
He smashed. I didn't think he was going to bomb because it was a bad night or anything.
Don't just cover up. You were saying he's going to fucking bomb.
I didn't say that once. I said he's the best man that's ever lived.
Don't throw me under the bus.
He was in a weird mood.
And then
he fucking crushed.
Then he destroyed so hard.
Not to blow smoke up your ass, but like seeing you up there was like seeing a fish in water. I didn't realize like, you know, it's like seeing a fish in water. You know what I mean? Like you're fucking killing it.
In
your element completely. And it's like I'd only ever seen you on lean before.
Why did we end the episode with
Queensland, they lean into racism. And I was doing all that kind of stuff.
Man, it's like you were the king up there. Yeah. I thought you'd moved. You've been there for so long.
Hot room.
Yeah, he really did move.
It is a hot room.
Yeah, but he's back and we're doing the episodes and we got a live show April 3rd at the European Beer Cafe.
Yes. Tickets are going fast, which is awesome. Never thought I'd say that about any live show I'm a part of, but they are actually going fast.
Well, and we're doing stand-up shows as well for festival. I'm the last week at the Imperial Hotel, so get tickets to that. All available online. Capper's doing a show.
Yes.
And is that it?
At the Cooper's Inn. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for coming. See you guys around. Thanks, Angus.
Cheers.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Phone Hacks.